So Barbara Chase Ribot.
Hi.
I want to thank you so much for allowing me to come into your home on this beautiful Saturday afternoon in Paris and have this discussion with you about your very long and illustrious career. And I'm hoping that today we can just take it bit by bit, year by year perhaps, and discuss what the pivotal moments have been for you. But if we could just start with the beginning, tell me when and where you were born.
I was born in Philadelphia. My mother actually was an immigrant because she's a British Canadian. And she wasn't naturalized until 1957. So I can say that there was one immigrant, and my father was born, I think, in Baltimore, and is, you know, born in America. So that's it. I was born in America.
In Philadelphia.
Native born, born in the USA. And there's a very interesting story, which I will tell you, about my first in-law family who had a member who was Indian, Hindu. Mm. And there was always this, you know, well, where are you from, you know? And the idea that as far as Indian people were concerned, she was a native. She was, you know, someone who was non-white. And her her husband, who's a brilliant businessman, decided this wasn't, you know, this wasn't, you know, she was not going to be sort of submitted to all these kind of questions, especially since he was, you know, the CEO of Schlumberger Oil in Texas. Mm. And so they decided that they would move. He was born in Paris, that they would not live in Texas, in the USA. They would live in Paris. He would run the whole Schlumberger operation from Paris, which he did for maybe 20 years, I don't know. And when he referred to his wife, he never referred to his wife as being Indian. He referred to his wife as being born American. Mm. And so what happened with me was that we decided that was a very good way of describing me. And so I became born in America, you know, American born, let's put it that way. And that, you know, that sort of put things in perspective for me. That, you know, the only other response that I could have had when people say, well, where are you from, you know, I'm from the transatlantic slave trade. So, you know, born in America is what we decided to do. And so I became L'American. And I said, L'American. And then I became, because I was so young, I became La Petite American. So I was Little America, you know. And very affectionately, you know, it became my family name. And it became my name or my kind of position in French society. I was American. Period.
And that is an amazing overview of how you've situated yourself as a person who has traveled the world and lived globally and lived in Europe for such a long time. But I want to go back to those early experiences, those thought processes around art making and sculpture and poetry.